Now to the Eurozone crisis, where Greece, which spent a decade lobbying to become a full member of the European Union, now appears to be doing its best to get thrown out, the euro crisis intensifying because at a summit meeting in Brussels last night, European leaders apparently stepped up contingency plans for a possible Greek exit from the Eurozone. And Europe's leaders are struggling to overcome their differences on how to resolve the EU's debt crisis altogether. Joining us now, Matthew Price, Brussels correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Is what is official here, Matthew? What are leaked reports and what are just sort of contingency plans that would be made anyway?
Well, I think in terms of the planning for a Greek exit, it's all in the semantics. There are those who've latched onto the idea and are suggesting that the Eurozone and the European Union is actively planning to get Greece out of the euro. That is not the case. They actively say, and they said this again at last night's summit, that they want Greece to stay in the euro. The point is, as you would expect that they would, they're putting in contingency plans in case Greece is either forced out of the euro or has to leave it through some accident.
What would be the force-out procedure? We don't really know that, would we?
Exactly. There's so many unknowns, and I was talking to one senior official here who was saying precisely that. He said, if you peer across the precipice of a Greek exit from the euro, we don't know what that would involve. I mean, it's actually under the terms of joining the euro. There is no provision under European law for a country to leave it. So there's all sorts of difficulties. It is fraught with difficulties, but the important thing to latch onto, it's fraught with unknowns. And with the Eurozone economy in such a poor state, it's those unknowns that are causing great fear, not just here in Europe, but across on your side of the Atlantic as well.
Indeed. And there would be a call if Greece did make an early exit from the EU. There would be a call for additional financing because the bailout required to deal with that would be substantial. Does that require China to step in, the Saudis to step in, sovereign debt assets around the world to be put to the test here?
Well, you know, the Greek economy is relatively small in terms of both the Eurozone economy and the European economy and, of course, the global economy. So in that sense, it's a shock that the global economy could weather. The problem is, what are the contagion effects of Greece leaving? And it is widely assumed that if Greece leaves the single currency, then that opens up a whole question about, well, could other countries leave the single currency? Is the single currency itself viable? Is it workable? Is this euro project something that is here for a long time or even forever? Or actually, is it going to disintegrate in the coming years? And if you lose the confidence in the viability of the single currency, that's when Europe's economy, already in huge difficulties and under great strain, that's when it starts to have more problems. And remember, Europe's economy, I mean, it's China's biggest trading partner, right? The Eurozone. So there are all sorts of potential pitfalls and problems. So it's not Greece in itself, it's the wider implications.
Matthew Price, Brussels correspondent for our partner, the BBC, talking about reports that the EU is preparing for an exit from the Eurozone by the nation of Greece, which would certainly, as Matthew Price suggests, raise a lot of issues about the viability of the entire so-called European project. Matthew, thanks so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.